Hello, this is Charlie. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for tuning in to Zen or the Skill to Catch a Vibe. Today is a very special episode because we're reproducing. We're producing new freeform DJs. Introduce yourselves.
What's up? I'm Nathan.
Get a little closer. You gotta get like, you gotta almost kiss it, but not quite.
Almost kiss it? All right. my name's Nathan.
And my name's Neva.
Yeah, you guys both have to get a little closer.
Oh, all right. Okay. Is this good?
Yeah, that's good. So, right. I don't know, let's learn a little bit about you guys. So, are you guys both freshmen?
Yeah, we're both freshmen.
Cool.
I'm kind of interested in doing radio. My sister did radio at her school, so I'm like, maybe I'll do a show myself. I mean, I love music, so what about you?
I like music a lot, and I don't know if I'd do a show, but it's interesting to learn, you know?
Cool. Well, that's it for now. We got some music coming up. We have Winkler, Lucy Dacus.
Oh, I see the Crystal Cosmos.
Steve Miller Band, as usual. Lots of stuff coming up. Enjoy.
You're listening
to 91. Oh, you're recording.
I'll just record it all and I'll take whatever sounds the best.
You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO. Wait, should we say we're Lower Town?
Say whatever you want.
Hey, we're Lower Town.
I didn't think we'd get this far.
I'm going to say, hey, we're Lower Town, and then you're going to say that.
And then I'll do the and then okay.
Hey, we're Lower Town.
You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
My name and I asked about you.
something I can postpone until some other day of the week. Haribo candy, sour and dandy, cherry twin snake with me. To the thunder, we huddled under covers. We didn't say anything. If you hadn't come over, I would be so much colder. I would be much less confused. Then the water came and washed it all away. It left me with nothing to say. Could not believe my eyes. I could not recognize your face in the rubble. Without you, I am surely the last of our kind. Without you, I am surely the last of my kind.
Alright, thanks for listening, guys. That was Dream State by Lucy Dacus, and now is Nonsense Highway by Thanks for Coming.
Can't come home.
with the city life. I'd like to be a country wife. Why do the birds fly west? They're just like us. They'll wind up dead. Where do you want to go? I'd go with you to say hello. The man who paints the roads knows no
All right, everyone's mic is on.
Hello.
Hey.
Welcome back to WMFO Studio A. Thanks to everyone out there for listening. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for the trainees for coming in. You guys can move the mic over.
You guys can
like move literally, like, move the mic up and over the other one.
Yeah.
We had a little broken mic situation.
Yeah.
Over here.
Yeah. Well, mic 3's been broken ever since the epic power outage of April 2023.
Yeah.
Mia.
Anyways,
how many points did you score this week in fantasy football?
I scored 198 point something points on fantasy football, which is crazy. I ended up number one.
Nice. Nice.
In the group.
Megan, how did you do?
I won by 0.8 points, so feeling pretty hype about that.
And I won by 10 billion points.
Alexia isn't in fantasy football.
No, yeah, they are.
10 billion.
What about
the first in the world?
Do you guys know anything about fantasy football?
We actually don't.
Okay.
I don't really do fantasy football.
Yeah.
But
my
I don't
dad
know
does fantasy baseball, not fantasy football.
Oh really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Tell him to get on football.
Do you create teams and just have, like, pit them against each other like that?
Yeah, I guess that's the whole point. I don't really know anything about it. He kind of forced me, and then Megan was like, oh, you should do it too. And I was like, okay, fine. And then I just chose the names.
And
it's pretty cool, though, because you can, like, actually talk to the players and stuff. And
like, oh, yeah, like, besties with the guys.
Yeah, you just, like, have a little group chat going. You're like, all right, you got to do better next time, dude.
Mia's first pick was DK Metcalf, and she didn't even play him this week.
I did
and
not.
She still
I
dropped
guess
the 200
out.
Burger.
Out?
I don't know. I think
he was like questionable to out.
You dropped a 200 burger on Joe Rosenberg, who will be hearing from next
on
WMFO. Our Tales from Spain coming up right now on WMFO. Actually, after this song, I like it, so we're going to listen to the rest of it. Oh, I wasn't on. But it's time, everyone, for the Joe Rosenberg Spain report. Yeah, let's see what it'll be. I need to remember to play music over this, but let's go.
All right. How should I start this one? I'm on the street right now. Might be a little loud. It'll get quieter in a sec. I'm going to be recording for a little bit because I haven't thought about this at all. First and foremost, I would like to say I have a love-hate relationship with fantasy football. Love because I won this week and hate because I lost this week, and also hate because watching football has taken significant chunks out of my much-needed sleeping time. Whatever. I'm an American. That's awesome. Speaking of being a foreigner in Spain.
God, Joe, you need to get a better mic, or at least record not on the street. There's too much background noise.
It's like foreigners tend to gravitate towards each other, especially like students. So the way that I can describe this in this situation is this past weekend I went to a little birthday celebration for a German girl that I met like at the first week that I was here. Only reason that I'm friends with her is because like one of my friends here was trying to hook up with her, but he didn't. So now I'm just friends with them because I'm a friendly guy, you know. Let's see, there was like a French person there. Hold on. there was a Belgian there. There was, a Czech man there. Very cool. So I'm meeting, tell them bring out the whole Europe. I'm meeting all sorts of fun people like that while I'm here. I finally made friends, some Spanish friends in my classes. The Spanish girl sent me her notes for my Islamic art class, which I'm grateful for because I take notes half in English, half in Spanish, and that's not gonna help me in the slightest. So, very glad to have those. What else? What have I been doing lately? I don't even know. I feel like it was a kind of standard week. Went to class. Oh, I know what I could talk about. The Jewish community of Sevilla. So when I first like learned about the Jewish community here, like my teacher in one of my classes, we were doing a like walk around. I took like a social history of contemporary Spain class for like 2 weeks. And the teacher was like, yeah, there are 70 Jews in Sevilla. And I was like, what? That's like such a small number. Did they count them all? And the funny thing is that even though there are set like 60, 70, whatever the number, it was 60, so I don't even know. Whatever the number is, in typical Jewish fashion, they are not all one community. There's like the like Moroccan Orthodox Jews, and then there's the like expat progressive community. So for Yom Kippur this year, I went to the progressive services, which were weird, just to say the least, as the son of a clergy member. I have high expectations for Jewish community gatherings. So the first night did not necessarily live up to that. The day services, I was too hungry to really care. It was very interesting. The tunes are it's very cool to see the difference between like typical Ashkenazi tunes, which like I'm used to in America, and like everyone who thinks like, oh, Jewish music, Jewish whatever in America, they're gonna think Ashkenazi. But it was very, I don't know how I can like describe Sephardi music without it like sounding like off color. I don't want to say exotic, but like exotic. So it was interesting. The lady who was leading, which all glory to God. I love it when it's a female leader of a congregation, because like my mom, it is one too. So that was a cool little connection to home that I had. I think the lady who is leading is like a rabbi in Barcelona. Like there just isn't a rabbi here, which is kind of crazy. Like in either of the Jewish communities, because it is so small, they don't have a full-time rabbi. So they gotta straight up import a rabbi for services for Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, stuff like that. Yeah, and it was in a hotel. So it was very interesting to be doing services in like a hotel conference room. But you know, we make do, we'll survive. Jews are good at that, I guess. Let's see. Oh, and I always like to miss class. Like I had to go to, like services, but it wasn't class. So that was nice. And then, another nice little, connection back to home that I had was, my family tradition is to break the fast with Chinese food. So I got a couple of friends, one of whom was also fasting, but the others were not because they aren't Jewish. But we went to this nice little Chinese restaurant yesterday, and I complain a lot about the various Asian cuisines that they have here because they kind of just suck. Very inauthentic. I've been spoiled by the cultural melting pot that is the United States for so many years, especially St. Louis, Missouri, number one American Chinese food in the country. Like if you're looking for authentic stuff, don't go to St. Louis, but if you want like Chinese food that has been adjusted to an American palate, you will not find anything better than what you can find in St. Louis. God bless the Chinese immigrants of St. Louis, Missouri. But yeah, it was hella nice. I got the hot and spicy beef, which, like everything else in Spain, when you say spicy, it means that they put just a little bit of spice in it, so there's like actually flavor. But I literally have not found anything that is remotely like spicy here, which is another gripe that I have about the cuisine here, is sometimes I want a little spice. Sometimes I want to like sweat it out. Especially for like hangover foods and stuff like that. Like let me like work my stomach a little bit, but no, it's like I gotta go greasy, I can't go spicy, but whatever. Yeah, that's 7.5 minutes. I think that's enough. In conclusion, tell them bring out all the spices, and Jewish community, and yeah. I think next week I might have something more interesting, but...
Yay! Everyone say thank you to Joe Rosenberg, our man in Spain.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe. Next up, we actually have a Joe Rosenberg classic based off of one of his favorite things to say, Rivers of Babylon. It's the Boney M version. Get hyped. Keep listening. Only on WMFO.
Remember.
one on, press this once, flashing, and then turn on. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air. I can't hear you. You might have to call back, whoever you are.
Okay, I'll call back.
Sorry about that. Oh, wait. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, there you are. I had the thing on wrong. Hello, are you enjoying the show, Mystery Caller?
I'm loving it. This is a great program. Really fantastic.
Oh, you guys can't hear this, but this is Abby. Yeah, my sister introduced herself. So,
hi, Abby.
What are you calling in for today? You want to request a song?
I would love to request a song. Is that possible?
Of course. Only you, though. If anyone else calls in, I'll say no.
The station knows how to do that and has the capacity.
Yeah, my sister introduced herself. So, what are you calling in for today?
Oh, we're going in circles. There's feedback galore. So I'm just going to play your song. Thanks for calling in. Bye.
Bye.
I'm so happy.
All right. I hope you guys enjoyed that last song, Special Request from Abby. Next up, special message from our wonderful trainees. Hit it, guys.
Very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it sends more people to the trauma center than any other household item.
Using a ladder might seem easy, but misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off of their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in.
For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety.
This is a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Awesome work, guys. All right, now let's do a little bit of talking.
Yeah.
So, Mia, what did we do this last week?
Exactly 1 week, well, no, not exactly 1 week ago. Thursday of last week, Charlie and I went to go see Lower Town. I don't know if you guys have heard of Lower Town.
We played a Station ID by them. It's so raw right now. I haven't edited it yet.
Though. It's so, so good. But we went to go see them at Rockwood Music Hall in Fenway. It's like this new venue. And they were amazing. They were incredible. They had a local band, Dino Gala, open up for them.
Oh, Dino Gala is great. We listened to a song by Winkler first earlier in the hour, and several of the members of Winkler are also in Dino Gala. Lots of overlap.
Yeah, so they opened up, and then we saw Lower Town. They were incredible. And then we had a bite at Tasty Burger next door, and then we went back into the venue, and we talked to the band, and we took a picture with them, and we're like, hey, guys. And then, well, Charlie was a little bit nervous.
Of course I'm nervous.
But I went up to them and I was like, hey guys, so I'm Mia, this is Charlie. Like, we work for our university's radio station. Would you guys be open to giving us a little station ID? And so they did. And that's what you heard earlier, if you were listening. And today, actually, I don't know if we can say.
Oh, we can totally say.
Oh my God. Okay, so their manager reached out and was like, hey guys, this is Jackie, like the manager for Lower Town. Just wanted to reach out and say that Lower Town would love to collab with WMFO. And we were like, oh my gosh. And she's also the manager for Maya Hawke, who
is true.
That one character in Stranger Things. She manages her music.
So keep an eye out. Sometime next semester, I think March, there may be a Lower Town campus
March?
At Tufts.
Or earlier.
Yeah, potentially earlier. They're coming back to Boston early next year.
At the top of the year.
At the top of the year. I think I remember her saying March.
Maybe.
Yeah. I don't know. Cool. So next up, we have Grapes Upon the Vine by TV Girl. And then the new Lower Town single, Blind. They performed it at the show. It's really good. And then after that, we've got a song by local band Ovlov. Yeah, and then we'll probably come back and talk a little more before the end of the show. So enjoy.
love like us before. Let it slide and both the green. It was on the wheel and green. And I may give up, though I won't concede. It isn't fate that shakes the trees. It's the ancient forces of boredom and lust and greed now, baby. Ooh, there ain't no chapter in your mailbox. There's too much sand upon the slide. In this fun house anymore. There ain't no comfort in the bottle for a great part of life. You can't shut your eyes. You can't shut your eyes. You can't shut your eyes.
Pictures.
All right, more music because I don't feel like talking.
Tested out and it's well understood.
All right, I'm getting out of here. Thanks, everyone, for listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Free Reform Radio. This has been Zenner, the skill to catch a vibe. Would you guys like to say goodbye? Oh, I didn't turn you guys on yet, actually.
Oh, what's up?
My bad.
All right.
All right. Next people, get in here, because I'm going to end early. Come on in, guys. Get in here.
All right, yeah. Thanks for training. It was fun. I learned a lot.
Because this song's going to end in, like, 30 seconds.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
A gangster of love. Jumped in my white house Cadillac, I rode across the borderline. I rode 55 girls and kissed them all at the same time. Took 25 to 30 and put them all on a freight. With $1 million reward for me in each and every state. The sheriff says your name, Stevie Guitar Miller, in a very deep voice. And I said, yes, I brother sheriff, and that's your wife on the back of my horse. I can't help it. I'm a gangster. I can't help it.
Sorry for putting you on the hook a little.
Always be.